Chapter 2, July 4th. Today we climbed Mount Vesuvius. Today we all went to Mount Vesuvius. Luna came too. She had a great time acting like she was our guide. We parked near a railway station on the side of the mountain. A little train carried us up the steepest part. Luna rode for free. We could have taken the train to the top, but my parents wanted to do the last part on foot. I didn't complain. I sort of liked it. The view at the top was incredible. We could see the ancient cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum. We even walked right up to the crater of Mount Vesuvius. A stinky steam was blowing up from inside the crater. Mother said it smelled like sulfur. She said it's a reminder that Vesuvius is still very much alive. Gulp! I hope it stays asleep, I thought. But just then the sky got really dark. I heard thunder and saw flashes of lightning. I felt a little, very, nervous. I kept thinking the volcano might explode and bury us all under a river of red-hot lava. Then it started to rain. We raced over to the little station. We waited for the train to take us back to our car. Believe it or not, I was beginning to get more and more curious about what happened to Pompeii. I started asking Professor Maiuri all kinds of questions. Mother said, "Aspetta, Gina." That means "wait, Gina" in Italian. "Give the professor time to answer you." So I sat quiet as a mouse while he told us the true story about what happened when Vesuvius erupted.